We know that there's a lav in the Torah of being makif peyos ha-roish, having hakafa done, shaving off the sideburns of your head. That's hakafas peyos ha-roish, that's a lav d'oraisa that carries with it an oinish of malchus, because it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. The question is, what happens if a person has to undergo some operation, and in order to be successful in this operation, they have to shave off the sideburns of the head in order to get to the skin underneath the sideburns. Is this a problem of being over on the issur d'oraisa of hakafas peyos ha-roish by having your sideburns shaved by someone else while you're unconscious? So one of the interesting shailas that are discussed when it comes to getting this operation is the following discussion in the Paiskim. The Gemara in Makis, Daf Chof Omer Aleph, tells us, Echad ha-makif ve-echad ha-nikif loikin. This Issur Midaraisa of Hakofas Peyos Ha-Roish applies bein to the makif, whether you're the person actually doing the haircut, the barber, or to the person who's the nikif, who's getting his hair cut. The Issur Midaraisa that carries with it Malchus applies to both people. Why? So Rashi has two pshatim. So Rashi, A, because the pasuk says loisakifu, which we teach up to mean loisanichu lahakif. Don't allow your hair to be shaven off with a razor, and therefore that indicates that the nikif as well is included in this lav. Or Rashi says inami midafki b'loshen rabim. Since the Torah employs the loshen of rabim, loisakifu, this is mashma that it goes on two people, the nikif and the makif, and both are included in the iser of hakafas peyos ha-roish. So there's an iser deraisa of hakafa which applies bein to the makif, bein to the nikif. The question is, does this apply even if A, you're out cold and therefore you're not doing any maisa whatsoever, or B, does this apply if you're not moving your head to help in the ma'isa hakafa? You're not actually assisting the barber in the shaving of your head. Is there an iser of hakafa that applies to the nikif, to the person getting the haircut, in this particular case where he's, in an unconscious state? So the first thing we should point out is a shver Rambam, which we don't paskin like, but some want to maybe perhaps use it as a sniff. That the Rambam says that the Isser of Hakafas Peyos Ha-Roish only applies if it's being similar or doing it in order to be similar to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to be Makif their Roish, and that's the Yesod Isser, says the Rambam. And Memela, says the Rambam, the Isser applies when you're doing it in order to be similar to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says that it's also Shekach, also Ovdei Avodah Zarah. As I state in Rambam. So the Beis Yosef derives this. The Beis Yosef says that the Rambam got it from the fact that the context of the Pesukim is talking about Isurim that have to do with Chukas HaGoyim, that have to do with practices that Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to conduct themselves with. However, Lamaisa, Aloch Lamaisa, most Pesukim assume that even though if you do it L'shem Refuah, like a person undergoing the operation, you're not doing it in order to be similar to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it would still be Osir. That's how most Poskim assume Lamaisa, and therefore they don't use the Rambam Lamaisa, even though the Rambam seems to imply that Isser is very closely associated with being similar to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Iker Shiloh, though, is that perhaps there would be room to be lenient, and that is, what about a person who doesn't contribute Bechlal to the Maisa HaKafa when he's getting his hair cut? The Rambam says that if the person who's miskaleach, the person who's getting the haircut, is not active in the hakafa, he's just passive, he doesn't get malchus. He's potter from malchus, unless he's being misayeya to the megaleach, unless he's actually tilting his head and assisting in the maisa hakafa being done by the barber, only then do you get malchus, because then al yudei your maisa siyua. By tilting your head, that's considered a mice and you get malchus. But if you don't actually assist the barber in shaving off your sideburns, then you don't get malchus. The machlekes is, what taka do you get? Is this an iser deraisa in spite of the fact that there's no malchus? Or is it b'chlal not oser if you're not being misayeya in the maisa hakofa? In other words, the Gemara says that the nikiv is chayiv, but one of the pshatim in the Gemara is based on the fact that he's misayeya. So the question is the iser of the nikiv only applying, is it only applicable if he's actually assisting in the maisa hakofa by tilting his head? But if, let's say, he's unconscious, he's not actually contributing to the maisa hakofa, perhaps you would not be in violation b'chlal of the iser deraisa of hakofa. The Ravid says that even though you don't get malchus if you don't assist him in the maisa hakofa, if you don't tilt your head, but since it's midaitoy also, since you are in consent to this maisa hakofa, you're over on iser deraisa. And it's just that you don't get malchus, but you're over on a lav deraisa of hakofa, even though you're not doing the maisa hakofa at all. However, even though the Ravid is claiming that even the Rambam holds like this, that you're over in the iser deraisa without a maisa, the Lecha Mishnah disagrees. And the Kesa Mishnah disagrees, and the Kesa Mishnah holds that if a person doesn't do any maisa and he just allows his head to get shaved, but he doesn't contribute at all, he's not Messiah, Zok the Kesev Mishnah, you're not over an Isser Bechlal. A Nikif that has his haircut without a Maisa is Bechlal not in violation of the Isser of Akofa, according to the Kesev Mishnah's explanation of the Rambam. Mela, it turns out that it's a Machlekes HaPoiskim, and it's actually a Machlekes Rishonim. Taisis and Bamatzia and the Ritva and Bamatzia holds that even if you're totally passive, there's no misayeya bechlal, you're over an iser deraisa, so you just don't get malchus. However, other Rishonim disagree. The Kesa Mishnah is learning the Rambam that you do not get any avera bechlal. You're not over on any avera bechlal if you're nikif without a maisa siyua, if you're not assisting in the maisa hakofa. Memela, if a person gets an operation, he's totally passive, he has no contribution to this maisa hakofa, he's just having his haircut done by someone else, and the guy is using a razor to shave off the Peyas HaRosh, according to the Kesa Mishnah, it would be Mutter. According to the other Rishayim, it would be Aser. So how do we paskin? So Lamaisa the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Peyal of Pasans like the Ravid, to be Machmer. That even if you're not Misayaya, that just means that you're not going to get Malkus. But Avada, you will, in fact, be over in the Lav Dairaisa of Akofas HaRosh. However, some Achronim want to say, the Minchas Osher wants to point this out, that perhaps even according to the Ravid, if you're in an operation and you're not b'chlal conscious during this Maisa HaKofa, perhaps even the Ravid would be masking that it would be mutter. Why? Because the way Rashi and Makis defines the Isser on the Nikif, he says, Loi Sakifu, don't let yourself be shaved. Loi Sakifu. So he wants to say that perhaps if you are sitting by the barber, even if you're not Messiah, according to the Ravid, you're over in a lav deraisa because you're letting yourself be shaved. But if you're unconscious, b'shas the operation, and while the hakafa is taking place, you're b'chlal not, in consent, you're b'chlal not aware, you're not cognizant, you're completely unconscious, perhaps that's not even a violation of loy sakifo. It's not like you're letting yourself get shaved, you're b'chlal not involved in this ma'isa hakafa at all. That's what he wanted to suggest. But Lamaisa, most places can disagree. Most places can hold that even if b'shas the maisa hakofa, you're unconscious, you're not allowing yourself to get shaved. But when you put yourself into the matzev to allow yourself to get the operation, that's considered a consent. That's considered letting yourself be shaved. And therefore, you would in fact be over on the iser deraisa of hakofa, according to the Ravid and according to the way we paskin, even though you're not contributing actively to this maisa hakofa, and it would taka be oser.